American Ellis Coleman with the Flying Squirrel.
That's Ellis Coleman introducing the wrestling world to a move called the Flying Squirrel.
I love the nickname. I love the hype, and I love the fact that he got popular like that. But, I mean, not going into Olympics, you know, I want people to know more about me. You know, I'm more than just the Flying Squirrel.
It's one chapter of the remarkable story involving the 20-year-old Coleman, an American Greco-Roman wrestler. He's in London training hard and preparing for competition.
It looks good. It looks better for me. I'm coming in, you know, I'll catch people off guard.
Coleman spent part of his childhood in Humboldt Park, then moved to the West Side. He grew up with a single mom and a biological father heavy into drugs and now in prison. He survived gunfire outside his grade school and an apartment fire that destroyed everything the family owned. Through it all, Coleman says it was his mother who made life seem normal.
My mom made everything seem like it was all good. Everything seemed like nothing was wrong when things were bad. And so if something's bad, it's not that bad for me. I'm an optimistic person.
Coleman says his story is not so unique.
All athletes have their struggles and have some adversity they have to undergo to get to where they are now. And no different from no other athlete.
About overcoming adversity and succeeding in sports and in life, Coleman says the equation is simple.
Always be optimistic, and no matter what happens, even when things seem like they could be the worst, you give it your all, keep going, and just keep trying, because in the end, like, it might come out for the best. It always turns around if you keep pushing and you give it all you got.
About the Flying Squirrel, Coleman likes the distinction but wants people to remember him for much more.
I'm a big-time athlete, and I plan to win the gold medal. I'm going in there with that goal in mind, and I want everybody to recognize me for that.
Coleman is confident about winning in London and says he's young enough to also be a threat 4 years from now.
If I make a mark right now, put my name out there, and, you know, and bring home this medal, then it's definitely going to be a mark for future Olympic Games, and I'm going to be a threat for years to come.
Steve Grzanich, News Radio WBBM.